Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Neil Kozarski. He is the CEO of THEM, which is a packaging company in Marlton. Neil, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've got another name on there, Universal Synergistics. So before we start, I want to make sure I've gotten your affiliations correct.
Yes. So Universal Synergetics, I am the CEO of Universal Synergetics, also known as THEM,
okay,
which is Technical Help in Engineering and Marketing. And that's important, and we can talk about that later, but us and them.
Okay. Very good. I like that. I had no idea. That's great. I did want to actually start there. You were founded, the company was founded in 1973, as I understand it, as Technical Help in Engineering Marketing, hence THEM. So this is a big year for your company, a 50th anniversary. I'm curious what that means for you, your staff, the company, and how you're marking the milestone, if at all.
We are. April 17th, to be exact, was in fact the 50-year anniversary of the founding of the company.
Congratulations.
73. Unbelievable. Back in 73, my mother and father, Joan and Elliot, had been in packaging for some time, and the entrepreneurial spirit grabbed them, and they started the business with the conviction that, or the understanding that packaging is one part of an overall system of manufacturing and distributing products. And they were out to work with brand companies to help them use packaging strategically. And the overarching principles were all about establishing the relationships with the customer, other stakeholders in the supply chain, and to make sure, and it's in the name, Technical Help, Engineering and Marketing. It was my mother. My mother was the M, that okay, there was always a laser focus on the consumer, while of course, packaging systems had to be engineered to be feasible, cost-effective, and productive. And we're still following those principles today. And that unique juxtaposition of engineering and marketing, I think, gives us a lot of the differentiation and value today.
Okay. Well, I was interested in the derivation of the name, obviously, because it's an unusual name. So how does that work in practice? Can you tell me what does that mean to one of your customers? What do you do for them that, for example, another packaging company might not?
Yeah, sure. It's a fair question. So people joke about THEM a lot. It's like, oh, you're them guys, you're THEM, and that's all well and good. The way it really works, though, is that whereas many other companies are in, you know, we operate in consumer packaged goods. So it's a $2 trillion field.
Right.
In the areas that we work in, our customers are brand owners. They're in food, beverage, dietary supplements. They really span a lot of areas. And there are certainly a lot of people out there that can provide containers and machinery and labor. What we do really is we focus on internalizing the agenda of the client. And what got us a seat at the table, even in the early days, was when companies would have packaging challenges, we would be brought in and we would start to engage in terms of filling the void, doing anything and everything that was necessary to try to overcome the packaging challenge for the given client. And that was different because if you're an organization that sells flexible packaging or glass or cushioning or corrugated, you're really going to sell that very specifically. Ours was more of an approach that started with, what are you not 100% satisfied with? How can we help? And then we would work diligently to bring in a total solution for the customer. And that was the way things worked from 1973 all the way through into the early 90s, really, when some things started to happen that changed the course of the business.
Oh, well, tell me about that then. What okay, happened in the 90s?
Yeah, fair enough. So through a completely random, unpredictable series of events, my father wound up at a hotel for dinner. And when he asked to go to the restroom, he was told to go down the hallway and make a left. Instead, he made a right. And what he found when he made the right, Jeff, you can't make this up. He walked into a Packaging Innovations tabletop exhibition. And being in packaging and being in innovative packaging, he couldn't help but just notice that there was an unusual container on somebody's exhibit. He went over there, asked about it. The guy couldn't give him a sample, but he got a business card. And the next day, I got the business card and I was told to track it down. Well, what wound up happening was we found out that was almost the introduction to, hey, the market is really interested in innovative, flexible packaging. Well, that didn't pan out, but it led to another situation where we wound up with a technology that was a solution for dispensing liquids out of a pouch. An American guy out of Chicago came up with a spectacular design, and we wound up representing the interests of that guy. And it was kind of strange, but we'd never done that before. But it was a classic situation of, it was a great solution for a problem that didn't exist in the United States. So we put an ad in some packaging publications, and lo and behold, in August of 1992, we got a fax. Remember those?
Yep.
We got a fax, and the fax said, please come to Japan. We want to acquire your technology, and we want to use your spout pack in Japan. So in September of 1992, we had our first foray into Japan, and it was like going over the rainbow, and it really changed so many things for the company and explains why Japan is so core to much of what we do at THEM.
Okay. Yes, I did want to hear about that and your partnership with, I believe the company's called Sanko, is that right, in Japan?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Now, but before we do that, I just want to be clear. I just want our viewers to be clear on what it is you do. You are putting together your customers with companies like Sanko and others who make these packages. Don't let me put words in your mouth. Exactly what it is you're selling. So
we're in the business of supplying customers, clients, packaging solutions, total integrated packaging solutions, which could involve materials, machinery. Okay. And it does tie right into, because we had been working basically with our clients and going to incumbent suppliers, finding suppliers to solve problems for, think of Hershey, think of Melita Coffee, think of P&G. And what we would do basically is we would develop solutions. We'd work on specific cases. We would come up with solutions and others would do the manufacturing and we would coordinate and integrate it. That's pretty much how things would work. Okay. Fast forward at that time to 1992, we're in Japan. We've transferred a technology to Japan and we've seen that Japan is an amazing market. It's really very interesting because they have some of the most demanding consumers in the world. Tokyo swells from about 126 million people living in an area the size of Montana. Mm-hmm. Take away the water, the woods, the mountain, it's the size of Connecticut. So they have real needs from their packaging. And first of all, there's a lot of competition for visuals. So all kinds of merchandising things. And these demanding consumers are looking for meal solutions. They're on the go. They're looking for convenience, functionality. And what we saw was there was just a wide range of packaging over there that we felt could potentially be good for our clients in the US. And then we got a call, several calls in 96, think Kraft, Nestle, Unilever kinds mm-hmm. of companies. Okay. And they were looking for something new in single serve packaging. And that's how we met Sanko in 1996. We had at that time an operation on the ground. We were introduced to three companies. One, we just felt they were a little provincial, weren't up to the US market. Mm-hmm. The second one canceled our appointment because they were afraid of product liability litigation in the United States. And the third one was Sanko, Mr. Yaguchi. And frankly, Jeff, I didn't think the meeting was going well. All my Western instincts were saying, this is not going well, but it actually went well. And by November of 1996, we had brought the first Sanko machines into the US. And when I say Sanko, they're one of the leaders in the world in portion control packaging, dry, liquid packets, stick shapes. And we entered into a relationship with them and we started to create new opportunities together back in 96. And that was really a game changer for THEM. It really put our focus into some key areas of portion control. And as on-the-go consumers became a really big thing, as time went forward, we were with Sanko, we were learning, and we were exploring a great new market for them because they hadn't been in the US. Some people remember seeing stick packs, these stick-like packs for sugar sweetener if you were in Japan or Europe. Okay. And we were actually the ones that our company is best known for introducing this form of packaging to the U.S. And that happened about 96, 97. And that was a game changer for us.
Right. That was what I was going to say with these single use stick packagings, which I saw on your website. What I'm most familiar with, when we have events and they put out coffee and tea and everything, there is sugar in these long, thin little packets. That's what we're talking about here. Those kinds of things.
Exactly. And when we got our start, we thought that this was going to be, okay, we're working with Sanko. They're the leader. They actually invented the stick packs. So when we came back to the U.S., we were looking for applications in sugar, sweetener, cocoa, coffee. And for some reason, it wasn't catching on that quick. We got some initial business. It started to roll, but it really wasn't until 2002 or three, where in collaboration with some of our beverage customers, the killer app for stick pack was identified. And it was this whole idea of combining the stick pack with a bottle of water and put one plus one together. These geniuses, the branding companies, they just basically came up with a slogan, wake up your water. And we were the ones who were able to develop a business process. And that soon went viral with all of the major beverage companies wanting to meet the on-the-go challenge. So, you know, when you deal with our customers, basically, with zero irreverence to any religion, we really treat the customer like God. That's really how we operate. And when they identify trends in the market and things that they need to pay attention to stay relevant to consumers, we help them by delivering packaging solutions that help them reintroduce and revitalize a tried and true brand to the consumer.
Okay. And interesting. So, and that relationship with Sanko continues to this day. I mean,
we are celebrating a 26th anniversary with Sanko. We are, because the business is becoming more global in nature, we deal with a lot of beverage brands, personal care, dietary supplements. It's an area that's really exploding in the U.S. And we are going to a global summit in June where Thailand, Japan, Indonesia, India, Korea, and others, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about how we can continue to provide solutions to an ever globalizing customer base here in the United States.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Sounds like a great trip. You have another partnership that I've been told about, and that is with Amazon. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what that entails?
Yeah, it's a great one. And, you know, as you know, due to NDAs, there's a lot of customers that we can't identify that we do work with. And, you know, when I talk about some today, I can't say exactly if we do or we don't, but because Amazon is public facing and it's a partnership that has already been in public domain, back in 2020, we all remember what was going on then. We got together with Amazon, we engaged, and there was a need for hand sanitizer. There was an acute pandemic, and because of our expertise in portion control and on the go, we were able to develop an on the go package for Amazon that was basically, it met three requirements. One is it had to be convenient for the consumer. It had to really give them exact functionality. Bottles are great, but they spill and sometimes they're bulky. Number two, we needed an engineering advance, which is a zero headspace packet. It's made with, you could literally stomp on it and it's very compact and it's never going to leak. And number three is it uses up to 60% less film than a traditional packet. So it's delivering the consumer 1.2 ml anywhere, anytime. It's compact and it really filled a need. Amazon and we had commissioned some consumer research. We found out what was lacking. And it really, those three values of being able to offer the consumer something from Japan, there's consumption, there's indulgence. Japan tries to get to delight. No. And we felt that we were able to do this. It's it's like the Lexus of hand sanitizer. It is quite a system. And it has gone well. It's a 5-star on Amazon, and it did win. Awards are usually something you don't get too excited about, but Amazon and we did in fact win a Dow Innovation Award, which is a pretty cool thing. That means global best in class. And we got that award, and we're actually looking at other pursuits, potentially in line extensions. What could benefit from a compact packet that never leaks, easily opens, and you can take anywhere? So it's an important relationship to us and one that we're very proud of.
Interesting. I've heard so much about how there was the whole silver lining to the pandemic was advances in technology. And we usually think of things like this, like Zoom. But you've got something that actually came out of it that's even of even wider, more a wider application.
Yeah, I think one of the things that COVID did was it just simply exposed the fragility of supply chain. And, you know, when you look at so many industries, where were you when the music stopped and the lights went out? It just so happened for THEM and actually for Sonco, they refer to it globally as the COVID bubble, because of course, we knew before COVID that we were an essential business. People got to eat. But what happened during COVID was it took a couple of the areas that we really apply laser focus to, which is on-the-go trends, health and safety, health and wellness, and it really put it under the microscope, a hygienic package, something that's tamper evident, something that easy opens, something that's pre-dosed. So what wound up happening was externally, there was a huge demand for these types of packages and products, and internally, it really took everything that we could do to keep it together, keep the operation running. We never missed a day as a result of COVID. I give just incredible credit to our team and our employees and the entire organization. And basically it is it simply takes these mega trends, takes on the go, it takes all the things in portion control, and it puts it on the table. So COVID has been something that I think has really accelerated growth for a lot of companies in our field.
Okay, interesting. I'm also told that philanthropy is important to you. I'm curious as to what your focus is there and what your interest is and how that manifests itself in your day-to-day work.
Yes, we, with over 300 employees, we are very connected to the communities where we are with our couple of facilities. And it's very important to us to give back examples of what we do and what we've done. Think of course, we're in the hand sanitizer business now, being able to provide for first responders and others in the community, police, hospitals, supporting vaccination programs, things of that nature. We work with Volunteers of America. We're a sponsor for Battleship New Jersey. In fact, there's a nice event there coming up on Thursday night. So it's really important to us. We do understand that a lot of people rely on us and we rely on them. So giving back to communities, it's probably one of the most mission critical things that we do. And we steadfastly focus on that.
Okay. And before I let you go, I'm interested in hearing a little bit about the business and what you see going forward. What are you anticipating? What are you planning for over the next, for the second half of the year and into 2024? How do you view the economy and the business climate for you going forward here?
I would say we're remaining very bullish. We do recognize that there are some extraordinary challenges out there. Many companies can manage good news and bad news. I think uncertainty is really the most challenging thing. Clearly, with some geopolitical activities going on around the world, it certainly calls for concern. But having said that, I think, if anything, brands have taken a look at the COVID and the COVID hangover. And I think they recognize, if you were to think of that, brands themselves are a profit center, and everything else you have to do to get the product into commerce is a cost center. They're looking ever more carefully and closely at how they can leverage their brand power and do so most effectively. So I think our industry and THEM are really seeing momentum with brands coming to groups like us. You know, we can sit down in the room. We have packaging engineers, food scientists, people who understand supply chain. And we're really looking at expansion of our role in providing new products, introducing traditional products. The holy grail for our customer, Jeff, is to take something tried and true and reinvent it with an innovative package. And that's really what we're doing right now. We're spending a lot of time in that area. And for the next 6 months, we're looking forward to continued growth, and we're continuing to invest in expansion. We have two facilities today. I would say we'll probably be announcing in the near future that there's going to be a third. And, you know, we're continuing to invest in the people, our great people. We're empowering them. We're using some new software and technology. Got to give a shout out to QAD Red Zone. It really unleashed connectivity within our organization. It helps all kinds of things. So we're looking forward in a very positive way for growth, particularly globalization and international expansion of what we're doing for our food, beverage, supplement CPGs in the U.S. So okay, pretty good.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I hope you keep us posted on how all of that goes. That sounds great.
Absolutely. I love the connection and look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Excellent. Neil Kozarski, CEO of Universal Synergetics, THEM, the packaging company in Martin. Thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.